This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, this is not Wayne Allen Root. This is, I was going to say this is Megan Barth, but my voice is not deep enough for that, so no. My name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in for the first hour tonight. Normally, I fill in for the first hour on Thursday night, so you get a double dose of me this week. And again, welcome to Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network. It will be me and you for an entire hour. I would love to take your phone call, so let's do that. If you'd like to call in, 833-927-8255, as far away as Vegas and California and Dallas and New York and San Antonio and everywhere in between, including my home state here in Connecticut. So I was thinking about this driving in, and I figured I'll start with this. So last I checked, I mean, don't quote me on this, but last I checked, I've been an Italian for most of my life, right? I could double-check with my mom, but sadly she is no longer around to corroborate my story. But I think I'm Italian. And in the many, 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 many years that I sat across from my Italian family members, my nonni, well, I don't have any grandfathers, that they were gone by the time I came around, but my aunts, my uncles, all Italian, spaghetti and meatballs, Sunday, Italian bread, the whole nine yards, right? The whole thing. Every Italian stereotype, we had it. Sitting around the table, Sundays, everybody gets together, you know, the wife beat her t-shirts, the whole nine yards. Okay. So in all my many years of being an Italian, never once did I ever hear the word Fredo being used as a derogatory remark towards Italians. Not one. Now, I can think of a million other ones, but I've never been called that. I've never heard anybody call anybody else that. I'm not sure if this is something new. I'm not really sure about any of that. But at least in my circles, my Italian circles, we didn't call each other Fredo, ever. I never heard it once. So I was thinking about this coming in today. So if Cuomo's all bent out of shape because somebody called him Fredo, by the way, I mean, at least for optics, he put on a pretty good show, right? He went at the guy pretty good. A little back and forth, a little jawn. But what's always interesting, and anybody who's ever been in a fight before, raise your hand. And if you have, you know, keep your hand raised. Oh, you can lower your hand now. But if you've been in a fight before, you know once it gets past that 13, 14, 15 second range, there's not going to be a fight, right? Because what's happening is you're waiting or they're waiting for somebody to come in between. Oh, no, come on, guys. You know, you don't want to. Let me get in here and break this. And then, of course, when there's a couple of people in between, then you even get a little bit more aggressive, sort of, and then, you know, bump chest the whole nine yards. So once it gets past a certain time frame, there's not going to be a fight. Now, that being said, so I thought at least for a little while, he talked the talk. I mean, you know, maybe he can walk the walk. Maybe it was just the fact that he didn't want to take a swing at the guy because he knows that if he did, he'd be in a lot of trouble. But once these two guys are like in the parking lot and you hear this, no, you swing first. No, you first. No, you first. No, you first. No, you first. There's not going to be a fight. It's not happening. But I was thinking that, you know, him being that good, hardworking Italian, and if Fredo is a derogatory term for Italians, does that then, ipso facto, mean that Michael would then be considered a positive term for Italians, right? Are you a Michael? How you doing? And Michael, even if your name is, you know, Joey or something else. If you're Michael, then you're Michael Corleone, which, again, he was the star of the show, the Stone Cold Killer. So if you're called a Michael, is that good? Now, we all know Fredo was, he was smart, and the whole nine yards that went along with that, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is I never really saw any time in my long, very long and growing life that anybody was ever called Fredo. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, I don't know. But if Michael all of a sudden now was some kind of a word that Italian guys should basically look on as a hero, sort of hero worship, I don't know. I guess maybe if that's the case, then Fredo may be. Maybe Fredo is fighting. What is Sonny then? Would Sonny? Well, I guess Sonny. I don't know what Sonny would be. Sonny would be maybe you're not stupid. You're sort of just a little bit of a you're a Sonny. He's a Sonny in the head. He's crazy. I guess. I don't know. Maybe I missed out on that. But anyway, welcome to the program. I thought it was funny watching Cuomo go back and forth with that. Although that's not the biggest story. Obviously, that's not the biggest story. First of all, China's the biggest story. But I'll let Wayne tackle that one a little bit later on. I'm sure maybe he's going to want to jump into the deep end of the pool as China. There's riots going on all over the place. I do want to talk a little bit about this Epstein case. Now, there are all kinds of new stuff popping up on the Epstein case. There's the idea that was his death on 4chan before it became public. Apparently there is something that's out there. I actually have the unredacted post from a friend of mine, had it, took a screenshot, sent it to me. Also, now there's reports coming out from the New York Post that screams reportedly came from Epstein's cell the morning that he died. Screams. So, I don't know. Apparently, correction workers frantically tried to revive him. Breathe. Did he suffocate? Did we get a broken neck out of this? Did he really try to hang himself? I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, right? It's not in my DNA. I just think that it's too hard to pull these things off. But in this case, the more I read, the more I hear, the more I see, the more I find it hard to believe that this pedophile, this human garbage, killed himself. It just seems, it's implausible. And at the very least, you've got to think that all of the people that were around him would have to have some kind of knowledge of doing, like, things that they're not supposed to do, so that the turnout of him being killed or dying would be the result. In other words, you'd have to start with the fact that, okay, well, he tried to kill himself. He was on a psychiatric evaluation. Then he got taken off of psychiatric evaluation just a few days after being put on suicide watch. Then he got taken off of suicide watch as a request by his lawyer, which seems a bit odd. And even in a facility, he's in a facility, one of the New York facilities that supposedly is primo. Like, you can't kill yourself in this facility. It's impossible. Right? Supposedly there's paper sheets. The sheets aren't made of cloth. They're made of paper. You can't get high enough to kill yourself. I was under the impression that there were no bunk beds, but now I heard that there were potentially bunk beds, which would seem odd to me, because you could somehow figure out a way to hang yourself with, if you wanted to put your clothes around your neck or something like that, I guess you could do it. But I thought there was no bunk bed. Plus, the ceilings were too high. You couldn't get to the ceiling. There was no knobs on the doors. And then these guards were supposed to come by, like, every 15 minutes. And nobody came by for 2 hours. He's the biggest, most high-profiled convict in the entire country. And the idea that we don't have video surveillance of him 24/7, it's absurd. I'm disappointed. Now listen, there's another whole different group of people who don't think he's even dead, right? That's a group out there. And you know what? It's hard to say, wait a second, there's a report that came out that they put him in a wheelchair. I saw the postings. They put him in a wheelchair and they wheeled him out, put him in the back of a van.
off he went. You saw the, there's pictures out there that say the ears on the guy that they put on the stretcher are different than his ears. They had pictures of his ears and then the pictures of the ears on the stretcher. I don't know. Maybe he's still alive. I don't know. I don't know what purpose that would serve. I mean, you would think his enemies, any enemy would want him dead. All the information he has on everybody? All of the terrible, terrible, exactly, all the terrible, terrible, terrible things that happened on that island? And all the dirt he has on it? And, you know, think of this. So, I've been talking about this for now a couple of days, and so folks say, well, maybe he was just going to stick together. Maybe he wouldn't rat people out. Okay, maybe he wouldn't rat out his best buddies. But if he's going down, like he's going down for the count, you know that there's people that just rubbed him the wrong way, literally, that rubbed him the wrong way, and he probably wanted to stick a knife in their back one last time. You know, people who came to the island, but he really didn't like them. You know, like people that are in your life, maybe family members or neighbors or what have you, that, yeah, you kind of act nice, but in the end, you really don't like them. Well, maybe that happened. It's very possible. So, I'm surprised that it ended up this way with him. And, again, I'm not putting anything out that, you know, there's every possibility is still out there for me. I mean, if they came tomorrow and told me that he's still alive, I wouldn't be shocked. I really wouldn't. I mean, this is, you're talking about a multiple billionaire with all of his multiple billionaire friends. It's insanity. Anyway, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Actually, I'm filling in for Megan Barth, who comes in for Wayne Allen Root on Tuesday. So I guess I'd be the third in line to the throne. Anyway, on Tuesdays, Wayne will be back at, I don't even know what that means, 7:05. He'll be back at, well, 7:05 East Coast, 4:05 West Coast. Anyway, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
My doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV, and I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio, not 1 minute, because if my doctor suggests I suck in their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Brain fog is gone. I go to bed late. Wake up early between 5 and 6 in the morning every morning. And the second I wake up, I don't have to, you know, kind of walk it off or work out it off or walk around for 3 hours or look at the internet. That's what I used to do. Now I'm sharp as a whip from the moment I wake up. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset, when you eat food, it's all gone because of the liquid that I drink twice a day, in the morning and at night, before I go to bed. And when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root. Use my last name, ROOT, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT.
All right, we are back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Megan Barth, who fills in the first hour on Tuesdays. I will be back for the Thursday hour as well, so you get a double dose of me this week. If you want to try to squeeze a call in, we have some time. Again, the number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. We'd love to hear from you. As always, my email address is leeelsieradio@gmail.com. That's leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Give me a call, and we'll talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. I saw this, I'll save that for last. I wanted to share you some numbers. This is not good numbers, so let me ratchet it down here for a second. So America's longest war by the numbers. This is amazing, and I hope I have time to do this. So we have spent now $5.6 trillion total cost since 2001, three times what the Pentagon originally estimated, and second only to World War II in inflation-adjusted dollars on this war in Afghanistan. $5.6 trillion. $52 billion, the cost of fighting the war last year, which essentially $52 billion last year, which is $1 billion a week. $250 million a day is what they got it at now. That's insane. $24,000 the cost to every American taxpayer since 2001. $24,000. Now, the question I ask is, what did we get for our $5.6 trillion? What did we get from that sand pit? What exactly has come of it? It's just a disaster. Again, $1.2 trillion the cost to veterans' health care. We've got, get this, 20 veterans every day kill themselves. 20. I mean, this is a huge issue. These are our heroes. And when you're letting them take their own life, turning your back on them, it's unconscionable. And we talk about, illegals coming across the border, or we want to do this, that, and the other, and we've got a whole bunch of people sleeping in tent cities and out under bridges and, homeless veterans who are out there as well. And we can't right our own ship, and we're going to bring in more people. It's absolutely a disgrace. But by the way, 2,351 American military deaths since 2001, 1,720 U.S. civilian contractor fatalities. So almost 2,000 contractors died. So we're talking about over 4,000 Americans associated with the military have died in Afghanistan. Again, 327,000 veterans who have been diagnosed with PTSD, or traumatic brain injury, from this just horrifying war in the desert that has accomplished little to nothing. It's a nation-building scenario. We're building schools, they blow them up. We build roads, they blow them up. Listen, we have the weaponry to surveil these guys from 30,000 feet. Let's do that. If they get out of line and the horses start getting around each other again and they circle it up and it looks like the Taliban is reforming, just drop bombs from 30,000 feet. Get our men and women out of there. Let's stop losing lives. It's terrible. All right, listen, I have a very special guest. Just reached out to him. He is the provost at Bryant University. He's a former captain in the Coast Guard Academy. He is, in all seriousness, the smartest guy I know. So we're going to bring him on. Next, his name is Glenn Salmacy. We'll bring on Glenn after the bottom of the hour news. You're going to love this guy. If you've never heard him, I'm telling you, that's a promise direct from me to you. You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered. It is the USA Radio Network.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Veal is claiming there is no evidence that the mass murderer obtained the weapons used to kill 9 people and wound 17 others illegally. The police chief also says there's no evidence to indicate the murderer's companion knew in advance what he planned to do.
Does not seem to be any indication that he was aware, as I said before, the existence of the weapons in the trunk or what the assailant intended to do that night.
Police in Riverside, California continue to investigate a traffic stop that ended in a shootout. California Highway Patrol Inland Division Chief Bill Dance says multiple officers were injured in the attack.
3 of the officers, the CHP officers that arrived on scene, 2 of them suffered injuries. 1 did not sustain any injuries.
1 officer was killed and the suspect was also killed by police. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, let's talk about the sponsor of the segment. Yep. Sponsor is AmFest 19. AmFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmFest 19 include Wayne Allen Root. I like that guy. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement. One of your favorites, Megan Barth, who guests us here from time to time on Tuesdays, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, I'll repeat, that one and only guy that we all love, Wayne Allen Root. But this is more than a traditional political event for a for an average Trump fan. It is a amazing event. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Wow, that's a mouthful. To register for AmFest, what a great 3 days. Just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. I really will literally see you there. I'll be the speaker who sees you there.
All right. Thank you, Wayne Allen Root. It's Lee Elsie once again filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Across the entire country, Vegas, Minneapolis, California, we've got stations in San Antonio and St. Louis, Dallas as well. So welcome aboard. And we love having you across the entire country. One of my best friends, great guy, smartest guy I know by far, which shows you the kind of people that I hang out with. He's a provost and chief academic officer at Bryant University. And he is also a fellow for the Center for National Policy and Wildlife. See, this guy, his resume is truly as long as my arm, and he's really a great guy. Glenn Salmacy joins us. Glenn, you're at a football game right now? Is that it?
No. We were at practice, so I get to coach our 5-year-old and our 13-year-old, so I go back and forth between the two practices, and needless to say, the 5-year-old flag, but it's the greatest sport going. I know you're a baseball player, and you and Wayne Allen Root, the other guys all love baseball, but I got to tell you, football is a great American pastime as much as baseball is nowadays.
Wait a second. I played football in high school. I would have played in college if baseball didn't get in my way. So, I didn't play in college because they wouldn't let me. I had a scholarship to play in baseball. I couldn't play both. They wouldn't let me play both. So,
Bo Jackson did, but you did. That's fine. If you want to just rely on that.
I actually played in a game against Bo Jackson, believe it or not. Not football, baseball. So, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no. The days of your pro days, I told you, my kids still have your card. I mean, my kids. love having the St. Louis Cardinals ball card.
Yeah.
So it's fun to have that. And it is fun with, I do think, you know, obviously baseball I love, and I love hearing about your stories and the current Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees rivalries, but right. Football is, you know, we're in Patriots country up here in New England, Lee, and I know the rest of the country, some don't like as much as we do, but gosh, Tom Brady is really the GOAT, so.
Well, first of all, I get it, and football is a great game, greatest game, probably the greatest game to watch as far as just watching it on a Sunday, nothing better. But, I'll let you brag for just a second here or two. I mean, Bryant University has built this incredible sports program, including a top 20 Division I baseball team, which people don't know about, right?
Yeah, baseball's top 20. Our head coach just left. We had 5 guys drafted by the majors this year from different levels. And then our head coach went to Rutgers. We brought a new fellow in from University of Central Florida, so that's going to be great. Lacrosse is the great Mike Pressler, who was the Duke lacrosse coach, and we snagged him from Duke. So we're always a perennial top 25 in lacrosse and winning the championship, and women's lacrosse as well. But the real fun one for baseball, for football right now, Lee, we had the other night, Patriots played against, we had Tom Kennedy, who's from Long Island, New York, was one of our wide receivers and was starting for the Lions against the Patriots. He just graduated and got his MBA in this past May and was out there on the field against the Patriots. And then Tom Costigan, one of our linebackers, just today signed with the San Diego Chargers.
So or the LA chart. So it's kind of exciting. Two guys that I personally have been involved with, they're both beyond the field, and to watch Tom Kennedy catch one against the Patriots, as much as it seems like a small feat when they were getting killed, we were so excited to see him catch a 29-yard pass against the mighty Patriots defense the other night. So it was kind of fun.
That's really neat. Again, Glenn Slomacy is joining us, kind enough to take a few minutes out of the practice to talk to us about a couple of different things. All right, let's get into some political stuff, some newsy stuff. So the presidential election and where the Democrats are and sort of where they're jostling. You know what bothered me, Glenn? I'll let you comment on it. I'll get out of your way. What really bothered me is, you know, you got another shooting that happened, you know, back-to-back shootings. And before, you know, before they even got the bodies out of the Walmart, these candidates were jockeying to try to get front and center on CNN to hammer the president. I just don't know how they do that in good conscience. It's terrible.
Well, you know, things have changed, as you know. It's become a vicious process and a vicious political cycle, and people attack each other. The days of going out and arguing vociferously on TV or on the floor of Congress and then walking out having a drink together, that Daniel Patrick Moynihan and Republican senators were friends, and those days are gone. And it's sad to see that sort of a taking a sad attack on children and make it immediately a political issue. But that was sad. But I'll tell you, the biggest thing for me is to watch 19 liberal Democrats, socialists attacking Joe Biden almost constantly. I almost looks like Vice President Biden, and I do give him that respect of calling him that, is hurt. I mean, they are, he's the only moderate on the stage. He's the only one left. I mean, you could say the senator from Minnesota is, or someone, you know, the congresswoman from Hawaii, there's nobody on there that's absolutely reasonable. And their best shot, no question, is with Joe Biden. And it's just ironic to me to watch them attack him to the point where they're really hurting. And when you start talking about literally having discussions about socialism, socialized medicine, and free tuition for all for education, and, you know, Medicare for all these types of programs, somebody has to pay for them. And the more you get into that, the more the moderate base, which is what really propelled Trump into the position of president, winning the Electoral College, was a sense of rejection of extremism, a rejection of the socialist bent, and the parties kind of embraced it. So sometimes I analogize this to 72, really where Nixon was kind of bloodied up in his first term by the media and by the press, but they elected the far left McGovern, who got clobbered in the popular vote, literally clobbered in both electoral and popular vote. And I think in this case, there's a good chance that they're going to elect someone that's extreme left on the Democrat side, and that'll be unfortunate for their future. Fortunate for Donald Trump, fortunate arguably for Republicans, but definitely a disappointment for the Democrats. I mean, I think they will wind up being very, very disappointed with the outcome if they elect a far-left candidate.
All right, so if you think Biden is definitely reachable and definitely defeatable, so that would mean who? Bernie Sanders, Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren? You know, who's coming?
Hear about, ironically, still what President Trump refers to as Pocahontas is Senator Warren still. Right. She's lurking out there. Obviously, Kamala Harris was doing quite well, but if you notice, she stated from the last debate, people really don't want to see someone attack someone that's 76 years old like Joe Biden. It just doesn't sell well. I mean, you may not like him, he has gaffes, he says some things that are mean. He's a nice guy, and that's part of the problem. I mean, Lindsey Graham disagrees with him on everything, but is friends with him. If you saw today, there's different comments. You see what Joe Biden said when he was in the Senate, where things are very, very reasonable at different times, different ways of saying things. They bring those out, and as much as the Republicans may say, gosh, Glenn, he's not a Republican. He's not. He's a Democrat. He represents the Democrat Party. But he sells well in places like Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, even in West Virginia, where places that traditionally have gone now and are very much leaning towards Trump and helped provide him the Electoral College victory. You don't want to lose those, and you don't want to run the risk of having an electoral sweep by Trump. If he takes Minnesota as well, as reads great articles on the strategy to take Minnesota, if he goes in and sweeps and takes Minnesota as well, he'll just win the Electoral College and lose the popular vote again. And I can't see how the strategists aren't a little bit freaking out right now, because the party getting pulled further to the left takes those working class, what I still call, which ages you and I, Lee, the Reagan Democrats, who are really Trump Democrats now, and the moderate will kind of lean towards him because they don't want socialism. And we see what socialists, we're literally debating in 2019 what's failed in China, what failed in the former Soviet Union, what failed in Cuba, what destroyed Venezuela, socialism. And we're actually, the European Union has become so weak because of their embracing of socialist ideology and particularly economic thinking. And that sort of thinking is going on now within the legitimate mainstream discussions in the Democrat Party. That's going to hurt.
He's the provost and chief academic officer over at Bryant University. And, Jack, Glenn, you can stick around for one more segment, real quick one. Do you mind?
Yep.
I got a couple things I got to ask you on the flip side. I want to ask you a few questions about, what's the most important thing that they have to go after, they being the Democrats, if they want to be Trump. So we'll do that after the break. Once again, our phone numbers, if you want to call in, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. My email address, leelcradio@gmail.com. The show is raw and unfiltered. And, in fact, Wayne will be here in about 20 minutes. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne will be here in about 12 minutes or so. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in the first hour of the program. We'll do the same thing on Thursday. My guest is Glenn Solmacy. I'll get back to him in 1 second. I just want to tell you about National Medical Records Review. It's your personal second opinion. It's such a great idea. You call 1-800-254-8571, and the website is nationalmedicalreview.com. Let's say you're just overwhelmed with medical information, and you know you don't feel comfortable talking to your doctor about it, and you want somebody else to sort of look over everything. These guys are the best. They are absolutely the best. 20 plus years of experience, no initial cost or obligation. They take a look at whatever you send them. Like I said, you send it to them, they look it over, and then you go from there. It's an amazing idea. I mean, I thought about, you know, you go to the doctors and they give you a diagnosis, especially if it's a life or death thing, and you're nervous, you're scared, you don't know who to call, you don't know who to turn to. Well, now you've got somebody. 1-800-254-8571. 1-800-254-8571. Once again, nationalmedicalreview.com is the website. Great doctors. I know some of them personally. They do a fantastic job. So give them a call or go online and check it out for yourself. Glenn Solmacy is with us, provost at Bryant University. And we were talking about the presidential candidates. And we didn't get a chance to get to this, but we were talking about it a little bit off the air. So assuming that Biden doesn't trip and fall and get knocked off the perch. He's got a substantial lead in the polls, Glenn. And we were talking about who would be a perfect running mate for him. You know, my favorite candidate out of all of these, what do you think about Kelsey Gabbard? Did I lose
you? I think the silence was purposefully. I don't think much.
You don't like her.
I think what we... No, I think the real issue is that Joe Biden is 76 years old, as we were saying before. The reality is that I'm sure you and Wayne Allen Root both recognize whoever he takes as his running mate is really the key. He's 76 now.
Right.
By the time he gets in office, he'll be 77, 78. You've got to be realistic, folks. It's the VP candidate for Joe who's going to be the one that would be the potential, if they beat Trump, would go forward. And if he does take someone like Joe Manchin, that's formidable. And he takes someone that really solidifies the more conservative wing of the base, and it becomes a real dogfight for President Trump. Will he be able to do that with the party pulling left so far? I don't think so. I think he'll take someone like Kamala from California, sew that up, sew up the California vote, sew up perhaps energize the base in some regards with what she believes in. But we'll see. I mean, is she hurting herself by attacking him like that? It looks so. I think that the real key is that vice presidential nominee for whoever the candidate is, and I think it'll be interesting to watch.
All right, let me ask you, what do you think the biggest issue moving forward is going to be? Will it be guns, immigration, economy? Just from here forward, what do you think is going to make or break Donald Trump?
I think all of the above.
I think
immigration, I think he has to hold to his conservative values. He holds to what Wayne Allyn Root and Lee Elsie remind us every day are the core values of American society. About a pro-life stance. If he continues electing strict constitutionalists to the Supreme Court, he'll have another one probably before this, which could happen. If he sticks to the idea of reasonableness, talk, and not babble, and you know exactly where he stands on everything. If he stays with an immigration stance, as we are for legal immigration, of course we are. In fact, I would just tell you that Chris and I, as you know, both of us are grandchildren of legal immigrants.
Right.
And but the stands against illegal immigration, and he stays with fidelity to those principles, he'll be fine. I think abortion, that, and also taxes and the economy. Certainly, what always comes up is the economy. Most people right now are living better than they've lived in their lifetime. The stock market is better than it's been in our lifetime. It continues to do quite, quite well. And as long as we satisfy these issues in China and we avoid a recession in 20, which some people are starting to talk about, if it's 20 after he's elected, that's better than if it happens in 20, while he's in the middle of a campaign, that would be difficult for him to survive. So we'll be watching that, the economy as well. So the economy, immigration, certainly guns will be, but my bet is this happened too soon for the political cycle. I'd be interested to hear what you think, Lee, and what Wayne Allyn Root thinks about the gun issue right now. If that's going to fade, it's almost too early in the campaign. If nothing else happens between now and then, with our 24-hour news cycle, I'm betting there'll be five other major issues occurring between now and the presidential election.
The problem, though, is sadly, that we're going to get another one of these shootings. It's just a matter of time, so it will rear its head no matter what, somewhere down the line, for sure.
And I agree with you, but what's one thing, but I think we have to remind the listeners, there's no question it's true, and it's horrible. We all feel terrible on multiple levels. But the reality is that in Baltimore this weekend, there were two people killed and, I think, 40 injured. There were, 15 killed in Chicago and 50 injured, 30 gun shootouts. That's going to occur whether we have gun control or not have any form of gun control. We have to be conscious of that. We have to preserve the Second Amendment from what could happen if we ever lose our right to bear arms. We have to be conscious of that terrible possible eventuality.
Glenn, listen, I got to run, but I can't thank you enough. In all seriousness, I know I like to break your stones a little bit, but there's nobody on the air I'd like to talk to more than you. So it's really good stuff. Provost, Chief Academic Officer at Bryant University. As I said earlier, his resume is as long as my arm. He's a fellow at the Center for National Policy. Go online, just Google his name, find out more about him. He's great. Every time I'm on for Wayne Allyn Root, we're going to try to get him on, or at least once in the course of a week. Glenn, thank you, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
All right,
we got to run. Wayne Allyn Root is next, guys. Stick around. You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Say.